You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
Not surprisingly, through a series of very poor planning and strategizing that involved Stu Gatz, I am told that shortly we have a reveal coming in here that's going to be very dramatic, that's going to have a sheet removed, and then something is going to be unveiled, which is, believe it or not, Stu Gatz's book cover, which we've already revealed earlier in the show a different way because we don't know how to do anything around here that involves Stu Gatz and planning. And we don't know if this book is actually going to appear anywhere. It depends on whether or not Jessica and me and an assortment of others who are working for free write this for Stu Gatz or not. But in moments, we will have another reveal of Stu Gatz's book that will lead us into an evening that should be really fun. And Juju is already calling Billy's night because nobody knows what Stu Gatz is going to do, what he's doing, where he's doing it, if he's participating. That's the way it goes with Stu Gatz. Juju, let's review what it is that we did today, highlights and lowlights. What are the people saying? What are you hearing? By the way, Juju offered, by way of accountability, to walk to the ocean as punishment for misreading fans who he says did want cupcake talk over more sports talk. And I told him I didn't want him suffering a punishment for that because there is not consensus on this. I don't believe our fans are generally right about everything because they don't agree about anything. And so he didn't have to actually walk to the ocean, even though he wanted to. But what did we do well and what did we do poorly today, Juju?
Brother, the brother Mero came in here with so much good energy, brother. He was a breath of fresh air. Even Tony stepped in on his day off and just provided great energy. And I didn't know Taylor was Cuban. That was
Dominican
discovery. Yeah. Also, Jeremy with his cold red. Oh, my God. Great bit, brother. Thank you so much. I felt bad when I saw the Leaning Tower fall a couple of times, but you dusted yourself back up and put it right back up there, bro. I'm so proud of you.
I really appreciate you, Juju.
Hell yeah.
I love this. This is a great post game.
Can we talk about Taylor not talking?
That was amazing. He was scared shitless.
Has anyone ever frozen that much in front of a mic before? I feel like if we brought in Graceland, she'd have more to say.
He really choked. Let's play. I want to get some more critique here, but there are a couple of things that I didn't get to during the show that I meant to. The BAM post-game comments I want to get to in a second. But before we do that, tell me more about what we got wrong, Juju.
Oh, well, I know that a lot of people are saying, why would you wear a Celtics jersey on the day that the Celtics are most embarrassing? So that brother needs to check himself. I wish he would have wore something different today or packed something different. He should have prepared better. Other than that, brother, my brother Michael's a shining star today with the movie takes. He didn't necessarily cuss anybody out. Him and Jeremy are getting along pretty well today.
Better than usual.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud to be a part of it.
I did call him an asshole.
Yeah, and I called out his sourcing.
Coolo. Went in room.
Bam, let's hear from him after the game.
For us, we've been doubted a lot through our playoff runs. As people saying we couldn't do a lot of stuff that we did. So for me and my team, it's like, why lose belief now? Backs against a wall, everybody always against us, use it as fuel. You know, a lot of people seem to think we're going to buy into what they say of we can't get it done and make it seep into our locker room. And it's different. Our guys believe that we can win. You know, we get in between those lines. We make it about basketball. We don't make it about schemes. We don't make it about this guy and that guy. We make it about mano a mano, getting that cage fight, and let's hoop.
Can you guys please just leave on the screen? I know I was listening there to Bam, but it has to extra hurt if you're specifically someone who in your bones has a lot of Boston and old Boston to look at how Tyler Hero looks after beating you that way. Like, that's ridiculous. He looks, and I understand that he is fashionable and young, but he looks like somebody that you would find on a Saturday afternoon here having too many beers on a boat because he's got a floppy hat and he's been fishing all morning.
He looks like Gilligan.
They together, if you look at Bam in his all-black outfit and then Tyler in his pink shirt and white hat, they look like Barbenheimer. They just look like Barbenheimer.
Can you guys get for me as well, please, what Jimmy Butler was doing on social media? Because people were talking about, or Tyler Hero told Chris Haynes, I believe, that Jimmy told him to go out and be aggressive, control the game. He was so patient, so efficient, such a playmaker, reminded you of the guy who really broke out with 37 points in an Eastern Conference final to create monster expectations for him. But we hadn't seen that player in a minute, and people had noticed in Miami, man, this Miami team certainly seems to play a lot better when Tyler's not around. They get to the finals, and then Tyler gets out there. They're abusing him on defense, but he was great yesterday. They were all great, almost without reservation. And then Jimmy Butler makes fun of Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown and the rest. They said last year when they were down 3-0, don't let us get one, and now Miami has gotten one.
The thing with Tyler Hero is you always expect if he's going to have a really good game, it'll be because of his offense, and he put up a stat line last night that in the playoffs only James Harden and Luka have ever accomplished, but it was the defensive end. The splits in that game were insane, where the Heat were 14 of 20 from the field when they were being assisted by Tyler Hero, and the Celtics were 2 for 14 from the field when defended by Tyler Hero, and that includes a bunch of those Kristaps Porzingis shots.
That seems sustainable.
It really did seem crazy to watch Porzingis not be anything, not be able to do anything when it looked like there was a toddler guarding his shin.
Right. Also, before we get out of here, one of the listeners, at Stugat790420, says, Dan is dressed like the antagonist in a bowling movie.
Cynthia, come on in here and let's debut what we've already debuted. Let's re-debut. Thank you. This is the big Stugatz
tortilla
reveal.
Blanket.
You guys want to tell people what it is that they're in store for tonight? Because you guys are going to turn this into a bit of a madhouse and our YouTube channel is going to have a lot of life. We haven't talked a lot of draft. We're saving it all. So
I got to save my takes, Dan, because we're going to be here all night.
So you're embargoing your takes on the draft until later.
It's going to be a party.
All right.
So we're going to be covering all. We're in the draft. There's so much sports on tonight. You got to hang with us.
The Stugatz book that's going to be available at some future date after Jessica, me, and others, and Stanzik are done writing it. Here is the big reveal.
Ta-da! There it is. Fanfare.
And look, I have an actual copy of it here.
Oh, read some of it.
An actual copy of it.
Whoa!
Okay, let's see.
Classic.
I'm getting to it.
There it is. Let's see here.
How funny that was the book.
It's a journal.
I don't think those trophies are public domain.
You think he's already looking at a lawsuit?
Yeah.
His book should start with a lawsuit.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.